Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Daily FX Market News. January 9, 7 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500 forecast for the week ahead. Soft start to 2022 for equities as Fed hawks bring QT back into the equation.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 9, 7 o'clock America, New York, stock funds rose 22.5% in 2021. Quarterly Monitor. For a third straight year, stock fund investors pocketed big gains, but bond funds continued to get more investor cash.
New York Times Business. January 9, 7 o'clock America, New York, the week in business, vaccine mandates. Job growth stalled, awards season fizzled, and confirmation hearings for President Biden's nominees for the two top Fed posts are coming up. New York Times Business. January 9, 6:30 America, New York, U.S. sues shop owner who dumped 91,500 pennies on ex-worker's driveway. The Labor Department said the owner of a Georgia auto repair shop had retaliated against the former employee for reporting that he had not received his final paycheck.
Digital Finance. January 9, 6:13 America, New York, SG-based ILEX jumpstarts digital loans market. Six banks join Singapore's ILEX to transform corporate lending into a capital markets activity. The post-SG-based ILEX jumpstarts digital loans market appeared first on Digital Finance.
BBC News Business. January 9, 5:43 America, New York, labor urges energy firm tax hike to help cut household bills. The party says a windfall tax could soften the impact of surging household costs by £200 a year.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 9, 5:33 America, New York, two Chinese startups tried to catch up to advanced chip makers and failed. Companies that were launched to build semiconductors in China, including startups HSMC and QXIC, have failed despite hundreds of millions of dollars in investment and government support. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 9, 5:30 America, New York, labs limit COVID-19 test access as demand soars. Triaging who is eligible for COVID-19 tests can help ensure that patients who need a test the most get results fast enough. But turning some people away from testing risks perpetuating the virus's spread. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 9, 5:30 America, New York, supply chain issues leave new homes without garage doors and gutters. Home builders blame bottlenecks for a huge backlog of uncompleted homes.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 9, 5:30 America, New York, earnings reports this week will help investors prep their 2022 playbooks. Higher interest rates could make investors less willing to pay rich valuations for stocks. That means corporate profits will be critical to keeping the market climbing.
New York Times Business. January 9, 5 o'clock America, New York, quiet award season has Hollywood uneasy. Audiences remain reluctant to return to theaters. And the kinds of movies that used to rely on the sheen of awards to attract moviegoers now find themselves in peril. New York Times Business. January 9, 5 o'clock America, New York, your head of HR is now basically the school nurse. Vaccine mandates. Boosters. Exemptions. Testing protocol. Just a handful of public health questions that human resources departments now have to answer. Gia Ganesh, the chief of human resources at Florence Healthcare, now also has to focus on the physical health and safety of the employees.
Global Economy. January 9, 4 o'clock America, New York, will U.S. consumer price inflation hit another 40-year high? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead. Marginal Revolution. January 9, 3:14 America, New York, how to elect Republicans. In New York, racial minorities are automatically eligible for scarce COVID-19 therapeutics, regardless of age or underlying conditions. In Utah, Latinx ethnicity counts for more points than congestive heart failure in a patient's COVID-19 risk score, the state's framework for allocating monoclonal antibodies. Marginal Revolution. January 9, 0:57 America, New York, how decentralized really are blockchains? At this point, there are basically two companies. Almost all dApps use either Infura or Alchemy in order to interact with the blockchain. In fact, even when you connect a wallet like MetaMask to a dApp, and the dApp interacts with the blockchain via your wallet, MetaMask is just making calls to Infura.
Armstrong Economics, January 9, 05 America, New York, is Trudeau in bed with Big Pharma? Follow the money. The post is Trudeau in bed with Big Pharma. First appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Global Economy, January 9, 00 America, New York, is there an end in sight to supply chain disruption? The delays created by the pandemic are likely to continue in 2022, say shipping industry experts.
BBC News Business, January 8, 2358 America, New York, COVID-19. Cutting self-isolation to 5 days would be helpful, says Nadim Zahawi. The UK's former vaccines minister says reducing the quarantine period would ease staff pressures.
Daily FX Market News, January 8, 2200 America, New York, Euro forecast, USD rebound vulnerable to rising US inflation. The US dollar index, DXY, may re-establish an upward trend following the Federal Reserve interest rate decision as it appears to be trading within a bull flag formation. Daily FX Market News, January 8, 1900 America, New York, British pound outlook, GBP, USD, Euro, GBP, GBP, JPY technical forecast. The British pound, GBP, has remained resilient against USD, Euro and JPY as price action tests critical levels. GBP, USD, Euro, GBP, GBP, JPY technical levels.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, January 8, 1739 America, New York, John Madden, Joseph Schumpeter, and competition. Like many people, I was a fan of John Madden, the NFL coach and game commenter who died last week at age 85. He was a larger-than-life character who made football more understandable to people like me who wanted to watch football on TV but didn't know what to watch for.
Daily FX Market News, January 8, 1600 America, New York, gold prices, IFED Chair Jerome Powell testimony and inflation data. Gold prices fell last week as Fed rate hike bets strengthened. Bullion traders expect a busy week ahead, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell set to testify before Congress and CPI data set to cross the Y.